This is Football Nation. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hello and welcome to the debut episode of Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. And it is official. The 2012 NFL season is back. And we couldn't be more happy. I'm Bill Enright, and with me, as always, is Todd DeVries. And Todd, how pumped are you that the NFL season is back?
The long off season is finally over, Bill. Last night, I got to curl up on my couch for 3.5-4 hours and watch a nice NFC East battle. It was a beautiful thing, Bill, and there was a long wait. It just seemed like a long off season this year, even without the labor strife we had last summer, which was bad enough, and then it was like a condensed preseason. Having the kind of the long, drawn-out preseason just kind of reminded you how ridiculously long it is.
The Giants and Cowboys, as you mentioned, kicked off last night. The Dallas Cowboys, the winners of that game, 24-17. We'll get into that game in just a bit. But Todd, this is our first show. Let's tell everyone at home what they should be expecting from us each and every week of the NFL season.
Now, we're gonna guys. I'll go ahead here, my friend. We've got three banging shows for you every week. 4 to 6 on Tuesday, Bill and I host FF Champs, fantasyfootballchamps.com. All of your fantasy football information every Tuesday, 4 to 6. On Wednesday, Carrie Byrne of the Cold Hard Football Facts. He is hosting his own show. He's a part of the Football Nation family as well from 4 to 6 on Wednesdays. And Bill, you and I are back here every Thursday for Football Nation, where we're going to be talking about the NFL in general, breaking down the standings, the matchups, everything under the sun for the NFL. So we got Fantasy Football Champs, Cold Hard Football Facts, and Football Nation. All are underneath the footballnation.com umbrella. Lots of football all the time, Bill.
Yeah, that's right. All football all the time, Todd. And on this show specifically, we're going to go over the latest trends, the headlines, all the events that are surrounding the NFL. And it's a great opportunity, whether you're a Patriots fan or just an NFL fan in general, to give us a call, 508-298-0398. Whether you want to talk about your quarterback or your team's hot streak, or maybe your coach is about to get fired, this is the show that we cover it all here. All football, all the time, as you said, Todd. This is an NFL show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Everything from the NFL falls under the umbrella of the Football Nation.
You know what, Bill? And a lot of people listening to this show right now are listening to it on iTunes or on demand on Patriots.com. And if that's the case, we answer your tweets and your emails all the time. Feel free to send us a tweet at FBallNation. Tweet us anytime. We are around the clock. Bill and I are always answering tweets, questions on Twitter. So definitely hit us up there anytime you want, whether it's during the show or afterwards. We are on Twitter all the time.
And you can also hit us up on Facebook. Facebook.com/FootballNationLLC is where you can find us on Facebook. And Todd, we actually have a very interesting Facebook question of the day. Why don't you tell everyone out there what it is?
All right, well, we have kind of a dual question this week, Bill. The onset of the season, you know, everyone's getting ready for their favorite team's big game. We want to know two things. Number one, what's your biggest, like, pregame ritual or superstition? You know, do you have any voodoo or black magic? Anything that you do to get ready for the game? You know, what is it? We want to know. Again, give us a call on the East Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Hit us up on Twitter, at FBallNation. Hit us up on the Facebook page, FootballNationLLC. The second thing we want to know, Bill, and this is kind of the theme of the majority of this show today, we're going to be going through the entire NFL, making a lot of bold predictions. So we want to know your bold predictions. Who's going to be in the Super Bowl? Who's going to be the biggest disappointment? Who's going to be the biggest surprise team? Rookie of the Year? Whatever prediction you have, we want to hear it.
That's right. And you mentioned that we're going to spend the majority of the time focusing on giving like a team by team breakdown of their entire 2012 NFL schedule. We'll go team by team. We'll start off with the AFC, go into the NFC later on, even discuss playoff matchups,
NFC, AFC championships, and then, of course, who's going to meet in the Super Bowl 47. We'll also highlight some fantasy football strategy for the upcoming week. It's week one. A lot of people may have questions about who to start. We'll be happy to answer your fantasy football questions a little later on in the show. Kerry Byrne, Cold Hard Football Facts, is our special guest for this for today's show. You may have heard him yesterday, Wednesday's show. His show airs 4 to 6, but you can also, again, listen to his show on iTunes. He's going to bring some cold, hard football facts, bring the statistical analysis that Kerry is so famous for. We'll go over the game of the week this week, and plus, we'll even do week one matchup breakdowns and predictions. Todd, what do you say? Let's get into that game last night. Giants and the Cowboys, the first time in 8 years that the defending Super Bowl champion, when they were on prime time, they lost their first week one matchup.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
All right, here's my take on this game. My take was the Cowboys had a lot more to gain and almost nothing to lose last night. They're on the road at the Meadowlands. You saw the Giants, you know, wheel out all their Lombardi trophies. It was a big celebration for the Giants. The Cowboys kind of had nothing to lose. So for them to win that game, my takeaway here is, you know, man, the Cowboys, they got Seattle next week. Tough trip to Seattle. But if they can win that game and then they got Tampa Bay at home, suddenly they're 3-0, feeling pretty good about themselves with a division battle under their belt. Big, big win for the Cowboys last night.
And how about Tony Romo? What a phenomenal game he played. He did have the one interception, but I believe his stat line, 22 of 28, 307 yards, and three touchdowns. He really outplayed Eli Manning in this one.
And how about Kevin Ogletree?
Oh, man.
You know, we talked about this on our Fantasy Football Champ show last week, Bill. We were kind of asking the question, you know, in the last couple of years, Tony Romo has found these unknown receivers and made them into something. Miles Austin, Laurent Robinson. And we kind of joked about Kevin Ogletree being the next one. And wouldn't you know, last night, he looks like a freaking all-pro. I mean, yeah. What the heck?
Eight receptions, 114 yards, and two touchdowns for Ogletree.
Yeah, and by the end of the night, I mean, Al Michaels is talking about them, you know, all these teams having to scheme for their third wide receiver for Ogletree. I'm like, are you kidding me? What the heck was that? Is that a fluke? Is that a flash in the pan? What did we see last night with Ogletree?
You know, think about what the Dallas Cowboys went through this offseason. Dez Bryant had a little bit of a run-in with the police down there in Dallas. Now he has this curfew and he has all these rules that he has to comply to in order to really stay on the team. Miles Austin dealt with a hamstring injury all preseason, wasn't really in training camp. Jason Witten ruptured spleen in that preseason game, missed the last few weeks of camp and preseason. So Tony Romo and Kevin Ogletree had plenty of time to really develop a nice rapport together, and I think that showed last night against the Giants.
It sure did. And by the way, Dez Bryant looked pretty good as well. I mean, he had a couple big plays in the first half and kind of was quiet down the stretch. But, you know, if Romo can stay healthy and if he can minimize those terrible mistakes that he seems to make each and every year, I mean, they got the running game going with DeMarco Murray. Jason Witten's going to get healthier and healthier. You know, I don't know, man. The Cowboys, I mean, that NFC East, they're just going to beat each other up all year long. You got the Eagles, Giants, and Cowboys, and we'll talk about that NFC East a little later on down the show. But, Bill, the New York Giants, if I'm watching those Giants, I am concerned about the running game. I mean, Ahmad Bradshaw had kind of one nice breakout run. Other than that, he really didn't do much of anything. David Wilson, their rookie running back, fumbles at the beginning of the game, and Tom Coughlin just rides the pine with him the rest of the night. You don't fumble for Coughlin. He does not put up with that anymore. He doesn't want any tiki barbers around anymore. Right. And, I mean, you got to have some concerns if you're the Giants from a running standpoint.
Todd, this was a team that finished dead last. 32 out of 32 teams, they finished worst in the league last year in the rushing category, and it showed last night again why they have so many problems. Ahmad Bradshaw, 78 yards and a touchdown, but like you mentioned, take out that long run of 33 yards, and he had very, very mediocre, subpar numbers. And then you look at what they did with the offensive line in the offseason, they made zero improvements. They're getting a little bit older. They're not a power force team or a powerful offensive line unit like they used to be. And it really showed the last couple seasons, even with Brandon Jacobs now playing for the 49ers, the New York Giants thought they'd bring in David Wilson. He would really help out that rushing attack. But like you said, if he continues to put the ball on the ground, Tom Coughlin's not going to play him, and we're going to see a lot of passing attempts by Eli Manning.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Coughlin, you know, he is what he is, and he is a great coach, but he just does not put up with that crap. I mean, you know, I think a lot of us were eager to watch some of the rookies this first weekend, right? You know, you see the rookies stand out in the preseason, and you wonder if it's legit or not because they're playing against some vanilla defenses. So I really had my eye on David Wilson. I was really wanting to see how they were going to utilize him in that offense with Ahmad Bradshaw, and then for him to fumble right away and then basically just disappear. We didn't really get a chance to see much of anything. And it looked like David Wilson was almost crying on the sideline. What was that all about? I mean, they were consoling him. I mean, the guy, he's got to get some thicker skin than that if he's going to play in this league.
Hey, you know what? He's a rookie. He had a great preseason, but now he realizes that the speed of some of these defensive players, it's not the same in the regular season like it is in the preseason. He got caught by DeMarcus Ware a few times, dragged him down from the back. He had that fumble. Not a good game, not a good debut for the rookie out of Virginia Tech.
DeMarcus Ware, by the way. What a
Yeah,
monster.
DeMarcus Ware. Yeah, he is a freak. You know, it's funny. You know that commercial with Eli Manning and DeMarcus Ware and the couples going back and forth. One's a Giant fan, one a Cowboy fan. It's a great commercial. They're saying, you know, DeMarcus, get 6 sacks for my son. We want him to be a Cowboy fan. And then the husband says, Eli, get 6 touchdowns. I want my son to be a Giants fan. Well, it's clear that DeMarcus Ware won that battle last night.
Last takeaway from this game, Bill. Victor Cruz with the dropsies. I mean,
it's not going to happen all year.
Okay, you know, are we looking at a sophomore slump here? I mean, you know, he was so spectacular last year. It just looked like he was just so excited to be out there. He was running before he caught the ball, but I counted at least 3 drops, and they were kind of critical spots, too.
I have a very good source inside the Giants that said Cruz forgot to wipe the salsa off his hands before the game, and then that's why he had all those drops last night. So he did have 4 drops, but he still caught 6 receptions, 58 yards. Add in those couple more catches that he could have had, he would have ended up with double-digit receptions last night. There you go. Boy. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so Cruz got to wipe the salsa off his hands for week 2. I'm not worried about him from either a fantasy perspective or just a general NFL perspective with him being Eli Manning's number one option.
Speaking of general NFL perspective, you know, one thing with Victor Cruz, he was involved in kind of a mildly controversial play last night, potential defensive holding in the end zone or pass interference with Victor Cruz. That, you know, all in all, Bill, those replacement referees didn't do such a bad job last night. I mean, that was the one play that everyone's pointing to. But let's not forget, and a lot of Giants fans have pointed to that play as well, and rightly so, it was definitely a penalty. But, you know, they had a first down at, what, the 2-yard line right before that? They had 2 chances to punch it in. They couldn't do it. That was 3rd down. Now, I'm not, you know, making excuses, but back to the referees, Bill. I mean, all in all, I mean, I was kind of holding my breath to see how these guys were going to perform. And they're given the background on TV as some of these refs, and one guy's like a geography teacher at some middle school, you know? And, they didn't do such a bad job. You know, kudos to those guys. It's only one game, and, you know, maybe we'll see some huge gaffes, during the games on Sunday. But so far, they did an okay job last night.
Yeah, we'll see how the rest of the week plays out. And really, there hasn't been a lot of updates regarding these NFL officials, the real officials, and their labor strike against the NFL. We'll see in the coming weeks if any progress is made.
Well, all hell's going to break loose. You know, there is going to be a missed call at the end of some game. It's going to happen.
That's going to be the end of it.
And when it happens, that'll be the end of that. Let's hope it doesn't happen to a game that it matters tremendously down the line. What is the play I'm thinking of, Bill? A couple years ago, the Broncos were involved. When Jay Cutler was with the Broncos, there was a play at the end of a game. It was one of the worst calls. It was early in the season.
I think it was Chargers Broncos. I think it involved a 2-point conversion. Ed Hockley was actually the ref in that game, and he really messed up that call. And a lot of my friends that may place wagers on a few games said that dramatically affected the outcome of the over-under and the point spread.
It affected everything, and it also, if I remember correctly, it affected the playoff positioning down the line. I remember that game was early in the season.
Right.
But I remember we were all saying, oh, we'll see if that plays a factor. And that was back when, you know, the Chargers had LaDainian Tomlinson, and they were pretty darn good.
Right.
And I just remember that was a huge game in hindsight. So let's hope we don't have one of those.
There was no foul on the play. It was not a hold. The defender was just overpowered.
Kevin, you got to love Kevin Collins, our producer, on the ball with the cut in there. Oh, boy. Well, you know, hey, have the tape rolling this weekend there, Kev, because I guarantee you're going to have some sort of folly from the referees this weekend.
All right, we're just getting things kicked off here on Football Nation. The debut episode on Patriots.com Radio. We'll be right back after the short break. Our AFC team-by-team breakdown for the entire 2012 season, including the AFC playoff picture, AFC championship, and who will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. That's all coming up next in segment number two. We're just getting started. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Football Nation is all football all the time.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooked up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Football Nation, the pulse of NFL fans everywhere.
All right, welcome back. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries hanging out on Patriots.com radio. This is Football Nation. And Todd, what do you say? You know, we know that week one is starting, but let's look at the entire 2012 season. Let's go team by team. We'll start off in the AFC, and we're going to predict their overall record, their division record, and see if they're going to make it to the playoffs. Does that sound good?
Oh, I love it. I love the music. It gets me all fired up. Where do you want to start, my friend? You want to start in the AFC, maybe the AFC West?
AFC West, let's go.
All right, let's go. I'm going to go from worst to first.
Okay.
Okay. So, and this is in my view. I am predicting the San Diego Chargers are going to finish last in that AFC West this year, Bill.
Okay.
I am just not a believer in North Turner. I think that his days are numbered there. I don't like what the Chargers have done on offense. Ryan Matthews is hurt. Yeah, it's only a clavicle, broken clavicle. He should be back, but I'm not a believer in their offense. Phillip Rivers doesn't have many targets left. Antonio Gates is too old. I am predicting those Chargers are going to go 6-10. What say you, Mr. Bill?
I got the Chargers at 8-8. I think they struggle early on as usual. They dig themselves into a hole, and they just can't climb out in time to make a late postseason run. I got them going 3-3 in the division, and overall 8-8 record. No playoffs again for the Chargers in 2012.
All right. How about we move on to those Oakland Raiders, Bill?
Yeah.
The Raiders. I have them one game better than the Chargers. I'm going to say they're going to go 7-9. I like Darren McFadden. I don't trust his health whatsoever. The guy just can't stay healthy. If he is healthy, Bill, he might be one of the top two or three running backs in the entire league. If not the top back, this guy is special. I just can't imagine he's going to stay healthy. He never is. Not a big fan of what they're doing on offense there. And I don't know. I just don't have a good feeling about the Raiders whatsoever this year.
6-10 is my prediction for the Raiders, 2-4 in their division. I just don't think Carson Palmer's the guy to lead this team into the playoffs, plain and simple.
Too old, my friend.
Yeah.
Too old. All right, how about, Bill, I'll let you go first this time. Kansas City Chiefs, give me your thoughts.
You know, I like the Chiefs. I think they're 8-8 overall. They're going to split the division 3-3 with the record in the AFC West. They have a strong ground game. Matt Castle needs to take care of the football, not turn the ball over, put the Chiefs in a bad position. If he can do that, the Chiefs will maintain, and I have them sneaking into the playoffs with a wild card spot at 8-8.
I also have them at 8-8. I have them missing the playoffs, but I agree with you. It all falls on the shoulders of Matt Castle. I like the weapons around him, Bill. He's got
yes,
a lot to work with there, you know? And the addition of Peyton Hillis should not be forgotten about. He's reuniting with his old offensive coordinator there. I like their weapons there. Again, I think this is a weak division, and I think the Chiefs can reach 500. I think they're just going to miss the playoffs. Last team, Bill, those Denver Broncos. Where do you have them finishing in the AFC West?
I got them 4-2 in the division, so that makes them the number one team in the AFC West champions for 2012. 9-7 overall. They barely make the playoffs. It's a huge game, Week 17 versus the Chiefs. I actually gave that win to the Broncos, which gives them the division title, and that's why I have the Chiefs as the wild card, Broncos as the division winner.
Wow, so you have the Broncos and Chiefs heading into the final weekend.
Yeah.
8-7 with everything on the line.
Locked up, baby. That's the way it should be.
I agree with you, actually. And by the way, full disclosure, you and I have not shared these predictions. So
no.
We wanted to go into this show fresh without knowing what the other's thoughts were. But I also have them at 9-7. I have them winning the division by a game over those Chiefs. And I am not real confident in Peyton Manning staying healthy either, Bill. I know we're talking a lot about health here in this first segment, but you know, I don't know, man. I'm not feeling it with Peyton Manning. They'll be fine. They'll be improved. But I just don't think they're going to run away with this division. This division's going to come right down to the end. I do have the Broncos making it at 9-7.
All right, let's move on to the AFC South, Peyton Manning's former division. Let's kick it off with the Texans, Todd, because I have them number one in this division, 6-0. They sweep the Titans. They sweep the Jaguars. They sweep the Colts. They have a dominant defense, great rushing attack, solid QB play from Matt Schaub. I have them finishing 12-4.
I'm only one game off. I have them at 11-5. I agree with all your sentiments there. They build things with the defensive side of the ball, and they certainly can get that done there in Houston. Andre Johnson, if he can stay healthy this year, they're going to have a really explosive offense. What else is new? This is another weak division, Bill. You know, I love Andrew Luck, and we'll talk about him in a second, but there's really not a lot to work with here. There's a lot of teams that are kind of rebuilding in this division. If you look at the quarterback with Blaine Gabbert in Jacksonville, Andrew Luck, Jake Locker, a lot of young guys. Texans are the veteran of this group. I like the Texans at 11-5. They win the division going away.
Speaking of young quarterbacks, Jake Locker of the Tennessee Titans, wildly inaccurate. Too many turnovers in the red zone. That's going to cost the Titans this year. I got them 2-4 in a division, 7-9 overall. Similar record to what they had last year, but they're just taking one step back.
Yeah, I have them at 8-8. Again, I think that they will be able to take care of the lower half of their division, which will kind of pump up their record a little bit. I agree with you. Jake Locker, when he was at Washington in college, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. He had a quarterback's coach as his head coach in Steve Sarkisian, Bill. They kept talking about his completion percentage, completion percentage, completion percentage. He could never get it above 54%. I don't see it getting any better this year. He is a running threat. It's from time to time. I do like some of the weapons they have around him, but 8-8, I think, is the max for those Titans.
All right, Colts and the Jags left. What do you got for them?
I like the Colts this year. I like them to go 6-10. Now, let's keep in mind, they went, 2-14 last year?
Yep.
So I'm actually having them with quite an improvement. I think as the year goes on, they're going to be one of those pesky teams that nobody wants to play. I love Andrew Luck. I think he's going to be one of the top three or four quarterbacks in this league in 3 years, Bill. I'm all in on Andrew Luck.
Great minds think alike, Todd. I have him at 6-10, too. Andrew Luck, great first year in the NFL, but their defense is a big, big problem. I got him going 2-4 in the division. Four-game improvement from last year, like you mentioned. They won two games last year. We both had them winning six games. I think Andrew Luck just continues to get better and better over the next course of 3 or 4 years. And like you said, definitely going to be one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. Give it 5 years, maybe.
And the last team, the cellar dweller of the AFC South, I think we both agree. I'm assuming you agree with me. The Jags are going to finish at the bottom of this division. I have them at 4-12. I do not believe in Blaine Gabbert. You know, MJD is back, but, you know, how long is it going to take for him to get back into form? I just don't like what the Jags are doing down there, and I think they're going to finish last in the division.
Yeah, I have them last as well. I have them 5-11. They showed improvement on offense. Their defense is actually a lot better than people give them credit for, but there's just not enough playmakers to make big-time differences in the games that are going to come down to the wire. It's still a very young team. Jaguars finished last in the division, AFC South. What do you say we move on to the AFC North?
Ooh, I've got the Steelers winning the division, Bill, at 11-5. Big Ben Roethlisberger will have a nice season. He's got the targets out wide with Antonio Brown and Mike Wallace, who is back. Yeah, they've got some issues at running back. Not too concerned. Big Ben always gets it done. They always find a way to play good defense. Tough division. I do think the Steelers pull it out.
You know, I am very similar to you here, Todd, because I think the Steelers are going to finish with the same record as one of their AFC North counterparts. I have them both at 12-4, but I think the Ravens are actually going to be the team that takes away the division. Like you said, Big Ben does enough to make them win games, and that's all that really matters when it comes to the NFL. He's not an elite fantasy quarterback, but he's certainly elite in NFL standards, and I have him finishing 12-4. 4-2 in the division, but some kind of tiebreaker that's going to come out in the end of the season. I have the Ravens winning the division. Same record, 12-4. They have a great defense, and I think Joe Flacco is going to be much more comfortable and accurate in his fifth year in the league.
I have the Ravens one notch below. Again, I have the Steelers at 11-5, Ravens at 10-6. I do have the Ravens getting to the playoffs, but I just think they take a little bit of a step back this year. They're getting a little long in the tooth on defense. I have them going from 12-4 last year to 10-6 this year.
All right, how about the Cincinnati Bengals, Todd? 4-2 in the division, I haven't predicted. I have them ready for this. Here's my shocking moment of the day. I have them starting out 7-0 to start the season. 7-0, but they lose 8 out of the next 9, and they finish 8-8 on the season.
You have them going 7-0 into their Week 8 bye.
Yes, I do.
And then it all falls apart.
So long, Cincinnati. I got them beating the Ravens, beating the Browns, beating the Redskins, beating the Jaguars, beating the Dolphins, beating the Browns again, and then I have them beating the Steelers, but then it all falls apart after that bye, Todd.
Well, they got after the bye, they got two home games. I mean, they have to play the Broncos and the Giants, but interesting prediction there. So what's your final prediction, 8-8 for them?
8-8. They lose 7 out of their last 9.
All right. Well, I actually have them going 9-7 for the second year in a row, although this time around, I think they're going to miss the playoffs. They kind of snuck in last year. I think they're going to be on the outside looking in this year. And at the bottom of the division, Bill, I think we probably both agree with this one as well. Those Cleveland Browns with too many rookies in key positions. Brandon Whedon at quarterback, Trent Richardson, an already slightly gimpy Trent Richardson at running back. I just think they're in pure rebuild mode.
Sorry, Cleveland Browns, you're not going to like what I'm about to say. 0-6 in the division, 1-15. They're the worst team in football. Solo win is coming against the Chargers in Week 8. They got a rookie quarterback, Brandon Whedon, like you said. Rookie running back, not a lot of options on offense. Their top cornerback, Joe Hayden, suspended for the first 4 games of the year. Worst team in football, the Cleveland Browns. Congratulations.
So the Cleveland Browns might be on the clock come April.
Matt Barkley, get ready for it. He's coming to town.
All right, Bill, let's move on to the AFC East. And here we are on Patriots.com Radio. So this is the division everyone wants to hear about. Where do you have those New England Patriots finishing?
14-2, best record in the AFC. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, that's all that matters. Massive improvements to their pass rush. They're going 5-1 in the division. Their schedule this year is very, very easy. I wouldn't be shocked if the Patriots went 14-2, not at all.
I have them at 12-4. I have them winning the division handily. But I don't know about 14-2. That's awfully high praise. But I can see it happening. I'm going to go a little more conservative there. I'm going 12-4. Like you said, for all the reasons everyone knows about, as long as Tom Brady stands upright, they are going to dominate this division.
All right, how about the New York Jets, Todd? I got them at 3-3 in the division, 7-9 overall. Tim Tebow takes over by Week 8 after Mark Sanchez goes down with an injury, and everyone in New York Jets Nation is going to be very disappointed when Tim Tebow takes over as the starter. They're finishing 7-9.
Bill, so let's play along with this. So you're saying that Sanchez is going down with an injury around Week 7?
Yeah, Week 7, Week 8,
so
yep.
What's their record at that time? I got to know. What's their record?
Their record at that time, I don't have it down to that kind of detail. But I'll tell you this. I have them 3-3 in the division. I think they're going to beat the Bills. They're going to lose to the Steelers, beat the Dolphins. So they start 2-1 on the year. They lose to the Niners, lose to the Texans. That brings them to 2-5. 2-3, right.
Yep.
Beat the Colts.
3-3.
Lose to the Patriots.
3-4.
Beat the Dolphins.
4-4.
And then it all collapses. Seahawks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I have the Jets going 6-10. I also think, you can just see it coming. It's coming, Bill.
Yeah.
Sanchez is going to be out of there for something, an injury, or he's going to get yanked. It's a mess. It's a circus there. And you know Tebow's going to be in there eventually, and it's just going to be... it's going to be a train wreck. So I have them going 6-10, and I actually have them finishing third in the division. Second, Bill, I have those Buffalo Bills. I have them going 9-7. I think they're a sneaky team. Fred Jackson, Steve Johnson, Ryan Fitzpatrick, they don't get the love that they should get. I think that those Buffalo Bills are going to be lurking around that wild card, and we're going to talk about the playoff picture in a second. I have the Bills finishing second in the AFC East at 9-7.
I also have them finishing second. I have them at 8-8. 3-3 in their division. They made some improvements on defense, big signing by getting Mario Williams, but I think they lose their last 3 games, including a heartbreaker to the Dolphins, and that's why they missed the playoffs.
Oof. All right, and speaking of those Dolphins, once again, I think we were agreeing across the board in these last place teams so far in these divisions.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to pick them out of the crowd.
Those hard knocks, Dolphins. I have them 5-11. I just am not impressed with anything that they have going on over there. I think that they're probably going to be one of the more boring teams to watch, and I see them going 1-5 in this division.
You are a much more optimistic man than I am, Todd. I have them 2-14. Absolutely awful. Absolutely awful. It's going to be a hard knock life for the team that was on hard knocks this season. I also have them 1-5 in their division. Not convinced Ryan Tannehill will do much of anything with this wide receiver core. Bad on offense, bad on defense. Dolphins finished second to worst to the Cleveland Browns. 2-14 is their final record.
All right, so that wraps up the AFC regular season, Bill.
All right.
Do we want to get into the playoffs now?
Yes, we do. Let's bring it on. Keep it going. We're on a roll here.
All right, well, here's how I have this working here. I have the Patriots as the number one seed with a bye.
I agree.
I have the Texans with the number two seed in a bye.
Okay.
All right. I've got the Broncos and Steelers hosting wild card games.
Right.
The Steelers are going to be hosting the Ravens in the wild
card. Wow. All right.
And the Bills, those Buffalo Bills, are going to sneak in and play the Broncos in the opening weekend. So opening weekend of wild card, AFC, I've got Bills, Broncos, Ravens, Steelers. What you got?
All right, I have the Patriots, the Texans as the top two teams, like you said. Then I have the Ravens taking on the Chiefs, Ravens winning that matchup. And then I have the Broncos playing the Steelers, rematch of last year's wild card matchup, but this time the Steelers take it. Not convinced Peyton Manning's going to be able to play outdoors in the weather with that surgically repaired neck. I'm not sure if he's going to last that long, so that's why I have the Steelers taking that one.
All right. I have the Steelers beating the Ravens in that wild card. I have the Broncos beating the Bills. Home teams hold true there. So in the divisional round, and how far are we taking this segment, Bill? Are we taking it to the Super Bowl?
Keep it going, baby. Keep it
all
going.
All right. I've got Peyton Manning and those Denver Broncos coming in to play the Patriots, just like the old days, Mr. Bell.
Okay.
Just like the old days.
And who you got winning?
The Patriots taking them down.
Nice one. I have the Patriots playing the... Who do I have the Patriots playing? I have the Patriots playing the Ravens because the Ravens are going to beat the Chiefs. Ravens go against the Patriots, rematch of last year's AFC Championship. And then I have the Steelers taking on the Texans, with the Texans winning that one, which explains why I have the Patriots and Texans in the AFC Championship.
Well, I have the Patriots and Texans in the AFC Championship as well. And let's just get it right out there, Bill. I've got the Patriots going to the Super Bowl.
I also have the Patriots going to the Super Bowl. I think by that time in the year, the Texans are going to be very limited with their options in the passing game. Maybe it's an injury to Andre Johnson. Maybe Matt Schaub goes down. It's going to be too much of Arian Foster, and they're just not going to be able to keep up with the high-scoring Patriots. That's why I got the Pats in the Super Bowl for the second year in a row.
I agree. I just think that the Texans are going to, when we all look back on the Texans in a couple of years, they're going to be one of those teams that just can't get over the hump.
Right,
they're going to be good for years to come, kind of like the Eagles were, like in the last 10 years.
Yeah,
when they had that during the McNabb years, they were good every year. They just couldn't get over the hump, man. And I just have a feeling that's where we're going with the Texans.
All right, so we both have the Patriots representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. In the next segment, we're going to break down the entire NFC, and then you'll see who we have as the teams in the Super Bowl for playing in Super Bowl 47. Chime in on Facebook, facebook.com/FootballNationLLC, and let us know who you think is going to be in the playoffs. And if you're listening live or later on demand via iTunes, you can tweet at us all the time. F-Ball Nation is where you can find us on Twitter, at F-Ball Nation. And don't forget, if you disagree with any of our picks, any of our playoff predictions, or any of our Super Bowl predictions, give us a call. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Bill and Todd here. We got to take a quick break. Up next, NFC Breakdown.
Every football fan has a voice at footballnation.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooked up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium.
experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
Screw you, bitch.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Football Nation is all football all the time.
All right, welcome back. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries here on Football Nation. This is Patriots.com Radio, and in the last segment, we broke down the entire AFC 2012 playoff schedule, went team by team, regular season record, playoffs, who's going to be representing the Super AFC in the Super Bowl. We both had the Patriots, Todd. Now it's time for the NFC. So what do you say, Kevin? Let's cue up that music and let's get it started here with the NFC team by team record.
All right, let's start off in the NFC West, Bill. Yep. I have the Cardinals in the cellar at 5-11. John Skelton is not doing it for me. It's as simple as that. I have them in last place in the NFC West. How about yourself?
I have them also last place, 4-12. Too many problems at quarterback, like you mentioned. I think we haven't seen the last of this quarterback controversy with John Skelton and Kevin Cobb. I think that's going to continue throughout the entire season. I don't trust what they can do on the offensive side of the ball, and I think they have a really good defense. It's just such a shame they're not going to be able to put up a lot of points this year.
I agree. And in third place, Bill, I have the St. Louis Rams. I do like the hire of Jeff Fisher. He's going to make them a much tougher team. Much like the Colts in the AFC, they're both starting out last year where they had 2-14 records. I see them both making nice improvements. I had the Colts jumping up 4-game improvement to 6-10. The Rams, I have going 7-9. So I kind of like what Jeff Fisher's doing there. I think they're going to be better, but not good enough.
I have them at 5-11. Sam Bradford has his third offensive coordinator in 3 years. That is such a problem. He has no consistency. He has to learn an entire new offense every year. That's not a good way to develop your franchise quarterback. Have him 5-11, not making it out of that division, obviously.
Amazing. We actually kind of disagreed on something almost.
Yeah, a little bit, by a few games.
Again, we have not shared these thoughts with each other. So, all right. I've got the Seattle Seahawks at 8-8 in second place in the division. Russell Wilson, honestly, I actually think he's going to be decent as long as he holds on to the job. He's going to take the Seahawks in that. You know, it's always tough to go to Seattle, too, Bill. Well, those teams have to travel up to Seattle. It's such a rough place to go, a difficult road game. I think the Seattle gets it done at home. I think they finish 500 this year.
I have him at 9-7, and you said it, Russell Wilson. I think he makes a case for a rookie of the year. It's just too bad that Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III happen to also be in his same draft class. Otherwise, I think Wilson would probably win that, meaningless, meaningless
award.
Yeah, award. You know, rookie of the year, it doesn't really mean anything if your team's not making the playoffs, which I don't think the Seahawks do. But we do like Russell Wilson a lot, and we'll see what he can do for Pete Carroll up there in the NFC West.
All right, I'm pretty sure we both have the 49ers winning this division. The question is, what do you think their record is going to be? I think they're going to take a step back from last year, Bill. A lot of things went their way last year, especially in the turnover battle. I think they go 10-6. I think they're still a really strong team, strong defense. I'm not a huge believer in Alex Smith. I think he can get the job done. He proved that last year. But I have them going 10-6, winning the division, but not matching their record from last year.
I got them at 5-1, 12-4. I got them 5-1 in the division, 12-4 overall. Their defense is just so dominant. And Alex Smith, lowest INT total in 2011.
That's going to change, Bill.
He does enough to let them win. He doesn't put them in a bad spot. And I think that's why the 49ers remain on top of the NFC West.
That's going to change, my friend. He's going to throw more picks. You know why? Because he's Alex Smith. That's why. All right? He's not going to throw what? What did he throw? 5 picks last year?
Yeah, I think it was 6.
Whatever, it's gonna increase. It's gonna creep up. They were 13-3 last year. I don't see them matching that. 10-6, that's what I've got. All right, let's move on to the NFC South, my friend. In the cellar of the NFC South?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for obvious reasons. Rookie head coach, rookie starting running back in Doug Martin. I do think Greg Schiano is gonna take this program to new levels in the future. But I just don't think it's there this season. They signed Vincent Jackson. That's a nice offensive move for the Bucs. It's good. It gives Josh Freeman a viable number one wide receiver. But their defense is the main problem. And plus, they play in the NFC South, which, in my opinion, the toughest division in football this year.
It is a tough division, the top three teams. It's going to be interesting to see how we have them ranked. So I agree with you. The Bucs, I have them going 6-10. I think they're going to be a tough team. Schiano is kind of a tough bullheaded coach, and this team's going to reflect that, but I think 6-10 is about where they're going to finish there. Now, here's the thing, Bill. Let's just go right at it. Who do you have ranked 1, 2, and 3 in the NFC South? Go 1 to 3.
Atlanta Falcons, number 1. Carolina Panthers, number 2. New Orleans Saints, number 3. But here's the thing, Todd. I have them all with double-digit wins.
All right. I have the Falcons at 11-5 at the top.
Okay.
I have the Saints at 10-6 and the Panthers 9-7. Not far off from what you were saying.
No.
I think these are three exciting teams to watch. I don't think the Saints are going to be terrible, despite all the off the field distractions. They're going to be just fine. I don't think they're going to be dominant. Like they, you know, they had a couple nice dominant years last year, 13-3, but 10-6. I see them making the playoffs. And the Falcons, 11-5. I think Matt Ryan is the real deal, and he'll have a nice year.
Carolina Panthers, to me, is going to be the surprise of the year. My sleeper team this year, love what Cam Newton did as a rookie. Think he can only be better in his second year. No such thing as a sophomore slump when your name is Killer Cam, baby. He goes ham all day long, and he's certainly going to do it this year. I got the Panthers at 11-5.
So you got the Falcons 11-5?
I got the Falcons at 12-4.
Okay, so you got them at 12-4, Panthers 11-5, Saints at what?
10-6.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
So we're close on that one, too.
We're pretty close on that one. Yep. Let's move on down to the NFC North, the black and blue division, Bill. Well, I guess we're probably both going to agree on the bottom team. I'm assuming you have the Vikings there like I do?
Yes, I do. I have the Vikings as the third worst team in the NFL this year, barely putting together a handful of wins. Not positive that Christian Ponder is the quarterback of the future for this organization. Adrian Peterson still not 100% after suffering that ACL injury, and their defense is atrocious.
I agree. I mean, it's interesting, Bill. I have the Vikings at 4-12, and three of the teams that I have, they're going to be vying for that number one pick next year are the Jags, the Browns, and the Vikings, all of which have young quarterbacks they drafted pretty high in one of the last couple of years, and they're both going to have Matt Barkley sitting there on the clock, like you said. It's going to be interesting to see what they do, but that's for April. Let's talk about right now. So I've got the Vikings at 4-12, and the top three. All right, I'm going to just go right down the line. I've got the Packers winning the division, no surprise there. I have them going at 12-4.
Okay.
Next, I have the Bears in second place at 10-6. I kind of like what the Bears are doing offensively, and if that aging defense can just hold it together for another season, I think they can go 10-6 and sneak into the wild card spot. I have the Lions one game behind at 9-7, solid third place, but I think they take a little bit of a step back this year. Let's not forget, Matt Stafford had a lot of injury problems before last year. Don't be surprised if he gets dinged up again, you know, and can't finish a season. So I have them going 12-4 Packers, 10-6 Bears, 9-7 Lions, 4-12 Vikings.
Oh, wow. All right. So I do have the Packers winning that division for obvious reasons, but I think they go 13-3, just one more game than you gave them a win for. And then I have the Bears, same record that you have, Todd, 10-6 for the Chicago Bears. Love what they did in the offseason, like you mentioned, but the Detroit Lions, too many problems this year. I think the Lions are going to take a step back, not going to make it into the playoffs this year. I got them finishing at 9-7.
Yeah, well, man, we almost agree perfectly again.
Amazing. Hey, I'm telling you, when you know this much about football, like we know, it's very hard to have these outlandish claims. So we're right on track. We're right on par with, I think, the consensus of what is happening in the NFL right now.
All right. And so last night, we saw the Cowboys take down the Giants. Let's go to the NFC East. Where do you have this division shaking down? Who do you have at the top? Let's start there.
All right, I have at the top the Dallas Cowboys. I think this is the year that they kind of put everything together. From what I saw last night, their defense really improved. They got Rob Ryan as a defensive coordinator. As long as Tony Romo stays healthy, and obviously you can say that about any team, as long as the quarterback stays healthy, they're going to have a good year. But I think this is the year that Romo puts it together. He silences his critics. I think they win a division this year.
And what do you have them going? What's the record?
10-6.
Okay. So this is the year that Romo puts it together. Don't we hear this every year?
Yeah, we
this
do.
This is the year.
I might have to keep saying it until it actually happens.
All right. Well, I actually have the Philadelphia Eagles winning the division at 10-6 as well. This is this division, let's say it up front. They're going to beat each other up. I think this is probably, you mentioned the NFC South. I think this is the other division that's one of the toughest in the entire league. I think these teams are going to beat each other up. I don't see anybody getting to 11 or 12 wins in this division. With Vic, obviously, everything runs through Vic. You know, if Nick Foles is in there for the Eagles for half the season, they got huge issues. I think the Eagles are just going to be good enough. Their defense is going to be much improved from last year. I think they're going to be 10-6 this year. Not an incredible team, but I think they're just going to eke out the division at 10-6. I have the Giants and Cowboys both at 9-7, one game back. Then I have the Redskins at 5-11. I love RG3, but I don't think that team is built to win right now, especially with the other three teams in their division. They're going to struggle this year.
All right, so we're split here on the division. You have the Eagles, I have the Cowboys. I have the Eagles and Giants finishing with both 9-7 records, not good enough to make the playoffs for those two ball clubs, and then I have the Redskins finishing at 7-9.
Okay, you have 7 wins for the Redskins. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident in the Redskins. You know, their defense was really solid last year, and I think their quarterback play was subpar. Now that RG3 is lining up under center, I'm expecting them to collect some more wins this year.
Okay, let's move on to the playoffs then, Bill. All right. Number 1 and 2 seeds in my book are the Packers and the Falcons. They're going to have the first round bye. Who are your top seeds?
I got the Falcons and the Packers as well.
Really?
Well, I think we're going to differentiate on these next couple picks, so it's okay.
Okay, okay. Wild card weekend, I've got the Saints in a rematch battling the Niners.
Oh,
from the rematch from last year, the great playoff game from last year, and I have the Saints coming out on top. I think they're going to upset the Niners in the wild card round. And then I have a rematch of the Fog Bowl from back in the day.
All right.
Only the game's going to be in Philly, but I have the Bears traveling to Philadelphia, and I have the Bears also pulling out a road win. Bears and Saints moving on out of the wild card round to battle the Falcons and Packers in the divisional.
All right, so I have the Falcons and Packers winning the bye. I have the 49ers taking on the Dallas Cowboys, with the 49ers winning that one. Tony Romo, even though I think he's good enough this year to make them to the first round of the playoffs, they're not moving past the San Francisco 49ers. And then I have the Carolina Panthers. That's right, the Panthers, not the New Orleans Saints, playing against the Chicago Bears.
Who do you have winning?
I have the Panthers winning, and I'll tell you why in a second. I think the Panthers are going to make a sneaky little run here in the playoffs this year, Todd.
All right, well, what do you have in the divisional round? Give it up.
All right, I have the Falcons taking on the Panthers, with the Panthers actually winning and going to the NFC Championship where they will play the Green Bay Packers.
All right. I've got the Falcons battling the Saints.
Okay.
And the Packers and the Bears. So I've got two interdivisional games in that divisional round, and I have the Saints moving on, winning in Atlanta. Atlanta can't get it done once again. I have the Saints and Packers in the NFC title game.
All right, I have the Carolina Panthers going up against Green Bay Packers. The game's going to be in Lambeau. We all know the Green Bay Packers win all their playoffs games in Lambeau, right? No, not this year. Same thing as last year. New York Giants went into the Green Bay Packers Lambeau Field facility, and they took away their chance of repeating. I think the Carolina Panthers this year defeat the Packers in Green Bay, and they go on to play the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl this year. The Carolina Panthers are my NFC representatives for the Super Bowl.
The rematch from a few years ago with Jake Delhomme, right?
Right.
Interesting. Yep. All right, well, I went chalk, so you can boo me if you want, but I have the Packers moving on to play the Patriots, which everybody kind of thought was going to happen last year.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen. The Saints are going to go into Lambeau in January. They're not going to get the job done there. The Saints had a nice run. They're going to overachieve based upon what most people are thinking. They're going to have a down year. I think they're going to get to that NFC title game, lose the Packers, Patriots, Super Bowl 47.
All right, I have Patriots, Panthers. Who do you have winning, Todd?
I have the Packers winning.
You have the Packers winning? I have the Patriots winning. I don't think the Panthers, I think they're going to have a Cinderella playoff run, but I just think they're going to fall a little short against the Patriots. The experience of Tom Brady, the experience of Bill Belichick coaching and playing in those big-time games is just going to overwhelm the Carolina Panthers in that one, and the New England Patriots are going to take home the Super Bowl trophy this year.
Packers went 15-1 last year. I think that they realized that didn't mean diddly-poo, to quote Jim Mora. They're gonna wait for the playoffs to strike this year, man. They're going to be ready to rock and roll. They're going to win their games in Lambeau. They're going to get to the Superdome, right? We're going to New Orleans this year for the Super Bowl.
Yep.
In that dome, I love the fast track with the Packers. It's going to be a great game. Packers 38, Patriots 31.
All right, we want to know if you guys disagree with us. Everyone that's listening at home live right now on Patriots.com radio, give us a call, the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Let us know if you disagree. Give us your Super Bowl predictions. And if you're listening on demand on iTunes, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/footballnationllc. Chime in there or send us a tweet, FB Nation. and let us know who you think is going to be the Super Bowl representatives from the AFC and the NFC. Todd, we had a great time breaking down the AFC and NFC seasons this year. But in the next segment, what do you say that we take a look at some fantasy football, help some people out there with their lineups? If you have any questions about your week one lineups, or maybe, I don't know if anyone's still having a draft, but if you have any draft questions, feel free to give us a call, Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We're going to take a quick break. Bill and Todd, we'll be back. You're listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio.
Football Nation, the pulse of NFL fans everywhere.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Pfft, rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
All aboard!
Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Welcome back to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries. We're having a little fun before we head into week one of the 2012 NFL season. In the last segment, Todd and I both predicted who was going to be playing in the playoffs, who's going to be representing the AFC and the NFC in the Super Bowl. And Todd, we actually have one of our FootballNation.com writers tweeting us at on Twitter at FBall Nation. Daniel Hutchinson is trying to tell us that Tampa Bay does not belong in the cellar and that Carolina Panthers is not that good. No way are they going to finish second like I predicted in the NFC South.
Really?
That's what I'm saying. I can't see what's going on with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I have them as one of my top five worst teams in the league this year.
Well, and part of that is because of the division. Again, Falcons, Saints, Panthers. I mean, those are six tough games for those Bucs,
man. They get swept.
Yeah, I don't think they'll get swept, but that's a tough division. Now, you stick them in the AFC South, different story. I don't think they're going to be terrible, Bill. I just think it's, you know, a function of their record or a function of their division is going to be why they're going to turn out to be 6-10, 5-11, something like that. I don't think they're going to be as bad as their record. That division's just too tough.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Big AFC NFC South matchup this weekend. I believe the Bucs and the Panthers play each other this week.
Yeah, well, we'll see if Mr. Hutchinson is correct. He'll need those Bucs to get off to a good start.
All right, what do you say we get into some fantasy football coverage, Todd? Big week, week one. A lot of fantasy football managers out there are wondering who they should start. We have some injuries to monitor throughout the next couple days that we want to give you guys a heads up on. And, of course, you can listen to our FF Champs, the Fantasy Football Champ Show, each and every week right here on Patriots.com Radio. We do it on Tuesdays from 4 to 6. And, of course, you can listen to the show on demand. Just download it as a podcast on iTunes. And you can always tweet us your fantasy football questions at FF Champs. It's a lot of fun. We love helping people win their fantasy football leagues. It's actually what we do best.
That's what I love about this radio show is, you know, we're live and we're also on demand. So anytime, if you're listening to this at home, you know, we're broadcasting this live on Thursday night, but if it's a Friday or a Saturday, you have questions, we've got the answers, shoot us a tweet anytime at FF Champs or at FBall Nation. Bill and I are always here. We are a slave to Twitter, Bill. This
yeah,
time
we
of
are.
Year, it just blows up. We get back to as many people as we can, so be sure to hit us up on Twitter.
If you have any questions right now, give us a ring, 508-298-0398, or you can email us in email at webradio@patriots.com. Todd, what do you say we kind of go over some of the injuries? Because there's some big-name players, big-profile players that you'll want to watch out for because there may be game-time decisions on Sunday where you're making some last-minute roster updates.
Yeah, you know, we kind of got through the preseason without any ridiculously bad injuries like season-enders,
right,
which is a good sign, but there are still some players to monitor. What is your take? You know, give us the update on Adrian Peterson. You know, he's coming off of the knee injury last year. What's his status for week one?
The latest news on Peterson is he's going to have limited amount of touches if he plays at all this week, maybe 5 to 10 carries. Toby Gerhardt's going to get a lot of the workload for the Minnesota Vikings in week one. Adrian Peterson still not cleared for contact below his waist, so that's very much a concern. He's going to be the workhorse for the Minnesota Vikings this year. They can't rush him out in week one and expect him to perform at a high level.
Right, so Gerhardt's the play. If you handcuffed Gerhardt to Adrian Peterson, get him in there. Get him in your lineups.
Absolutely.
Okay, moving on down the line. Trent Richardson, the rookie from Alabama. Now, he had a little bit of a knee scope earlier this month. He's trying to get back into action. He missed a lot of the preseason. What is his status heading into the game against the Eagles on Sunday?
you know, luckily for Richardson, he hasn't had any swelling in that knee since that knee scope that I believe it was in early August. So he hasn't had any swelling since about August 10th. So that's good news for Richardson. And the Browns expect him to be the starter and get the bulk of the carries as long as the team doctors clear him for action. Pat Shurmur, the head coach for the Browns, said he has no problem naming Trent Richardson the starter as long as the doctors say it's okay.
All right, Bill. Now, I drafted Ryan Matthews in one of my leagues because he fell to me like the end of the third round.
Okay.
Yeah. And I kind of always said, I kind of want to avoid him, but he fell so far. I've got him on my roster. I know he's very doubtful this weekend. What's your take on Ryan Matthews? When's he going to be back on the field? What's the status?
I don't think Ryan Matthews is going to play this weekend, and he might not even play next weekend. He is back at practice, but you know what he's doing? He's running some running back drills individually on the sidelines while the rest of the team is practicing. He's still not cleared for contact. I think it's going to be a while before we see Ryan Matthews. He's doubtful for this weekend. I'm projecting that he's not going to be on the field until at least week three.
Yeah. Do we have any precedents there, Bill? I mean, is there any precedent with that similar type of injury with another running back that we can look to, or is this kind of new ground? It's kind of a weird injury.
You know, I know Emmitt Smith separated his shoulder in a game against the Giants, and he still finished with over 200 yards. So the precedent there for me is remembering what Emmitt Smith did with a separated shoulder. Ryan Matthews has a broken collarbone, so the shoulder injury is still kind of somewhat the same. Matthews, the injuries happened almost 6 weeks ago already, so I'm surprised that he's not back on the field yet.
Yeah, I guess better safe than sorry with him. Moving on, Marshawn Lynch, Seattle Seahawks. What's the update there? He's had some back spasms, and he also had a little bit of a, we were waiting to see if he was going to be suspended. What's the latest on Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah, that was the big thing. Everyone was concerned whether or not Marshawn Lynch was going to get suspended, and it doesn't look like he will, at least for the 2012 season. I believe his jury case is still pending whether or not they're going to go through with it. So we don't expect any kind of suspension from Roger Goodell, but we do expect Marshawn Lynch to miss some time due to these back spasms that he's been having for the last 2 weeks. It's kept him out of practice, which is why I'm suggesting people go out, pick up Robert Turbin if you didn't already draft him. He's going to be inserted into the lineup if Marshawn Lynch cannot play, and Robert Turbin, very capable rookie of helping the Seahawks move the ball down the field.
All right, last injury update. How about Steve Smith? Where are we with him? He's had another kind of a strange injury.
Yeah, he has some kind of infection going on in his foot, which actually left him on crutches the last couple weeks, but he was at practice this week. The Panthers are confident that he'll be able to play at 100%.
And this, again, this is the Carolina Panthers wide receiver, Steve Smith.
Yes, not about the St. Louis Rams.
No, that's correct. So any other injuries you need to worry about this week?
Jonathan Stewart, another teammate for the Panthers, he's still on crutches. I don't know if he's going to play this week. And there's a few others that we're always keeping up to date at ffchamps.com.
There you go. Bill, what else do we have? I mean, are there any after effects from these holdouts? I mean, Maurice Jones-Drew is back in action. Mike Wallace right. back with the Steelers. What do you expect from these two guys who missed basically the whole preseason? What can fantasy managers expect from MJD and Mike Wallace in week one?
Well, MJD is supposedly only going to take on a third down role. The Jacksonville Jaguars say they're going to start Rashad Jennings, even though MJD ended his holdout. But Rashad Jennings, very productive preseason. He's going to be the guy in week one that is going to get the first down and second down carries and a lot of that action throughout the whole game. MJD is only going to come in on situational downs, but don't expect that trend to last very long. I'd say by week two, MJD is right back in action, getting 25 carries a game.
There you go. How about Mike Wallace? What's your take on him? Is it going to be easier for him to get back integrated into the Steelers offense?
You know, Mike Wallace has to learn Todd Haley's offensive system this year, who's now taking over as the coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's why I kind of like Antonio Brown as a little bit of a better play early on in the season until Mike Wallace gets a good grip on what the Steelers are trying to do in terms of their playbook. But Mike Wallace is just such a physical and athletic freak on the field that he's a mismatch for the undersized Denver Bronco cornerbacks. I can see him getting some targets in the red zone and maybe one or two deep passes this weekend.
I think the Steelers are, maybe we'll get to this later in the show, the Steelers are out for revenge, man, against the Broncos.
Yes.
After what happened, I think that they're going to pass it all over the place. I'm not real keen on the Steelers running game, so I think Wallace and Antonio Brown are going to see plenty of targets from Big Ben in week one, which is a Sunday night game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that is a Sunday night game. And, you know, even though the Peyton Manning wasn't there to beat them last year in the playoffs, he's going to feel the brunt of their force this weekend with that revenge. Sorry, Peyton, but, you know, that's the break. She went to a team that just happens to be playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in week one after your team beat him last year.
That's right. All right, Bill. Do you want to do we want to go? What do you want to do next? We got some callers to talk to. Do you want to go start them, sit them? What do you want to do next?
Let's jump into the callers. We have Chris in Kansas City on the line. He's been waiting pretty long to talk to us about his fantasy football draft. Chris, what's going on, man? Thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, thanks. I just had a quick question about my running backs.
Okay.
I wasn't able to draft one of the top four, but I did end up taking six running backs. I took Peterson, Doug Martin, Donald Brown, Rashad Jennings, Stephen Ridley, and Cedric Benson. My question is, I saw Dwyer still sitting out there. I just have this gut feeling that he's going to be a beast this year. I was curious if you guys thought the same thing, and if so, should I consider dropping one of these guys and taking him?
What do you think, Bill?
Peterson, Martin, Benson, Ridley, and who else did you say, Rashad Jennings?
And Doug Brown, or I mean Donald Brown from
And Donald Brown. You know, you have to have Adrian Peterson bounce back at 100% in order for your running backs to really come together this year. But we do like Doug Martin a lot. You know, I'm not high on Cedric Benson. I think the Packers are a pass-first team. Benson is, you know, he's getting up there in age. He really showed that his production has dropped off the last couple of years. Stephen Ridley is a flyer. You know, he's a sleeper in a lot of leagues. But we all know the Patriots don't really run the ball a whole lot. And when they do, they kind of use an interchangeable running back by committee system. Rashad Jennings, I think he's going to be good for week one, but he may not be that good the rest of the season if Maurice Jones-Drew stays healthy. And then he mentioned Donald Brown also had a good preseason. And he's really going to get the rock a lot for the Indianapolis Colts this year because they don't really have a lot of other running backs to compete for carries with him. So I think you're right with the Jonathan Dwyer sneaky kind of intuition feeling that he's going to break out. Rashad Mendenhall was activated from the PUP list, but I'm not convinced that he's 100% healthy. Isaac Redman is very one-dimensional. If you're going to drop any of these guys, I think it should be Rashad Jennings after this week. If you want to go get Jonathan Dwyer, do it after this week. This may be the only week that you can actually use Rashad Jennings in your lineup.
All right.
You have any other questions, Chris?
Nope, that's it.
All right, we appreciate your call, calling all the way out from Kansas City. If anyone out there needs some help with their fantasy football lineups, feel free to give us a ring, Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. But, hey, if you're not listening live, you're listening on demand via iTunes, just hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps, and we'll help you out with your fantasy football lineups. Todd, I think since there's no calls right now, what do you say we go into a little bit of stardom sinem? Everyone loves that kind of analysis when it comes to fantasy football.
That's right, man. We've been waiting all offseason to set those lineups, and with one game in the books, it is time to take a look at what is left in your lineup and get those lineups set. So here's what we're going to do, Bill. I'm going to serve them up to you. I'm going to go position by position. I've picked out a couple names at each position. I want your opinion whether you're going to start them or sit them. Quarterback, let's start right there. Mr. Philip Rivers against the Oakland Raiders, start or sit?
I got him as a start. Ryan Matthews not going to play or not likely to play this weekend. I think that means Rivers is going to have to pass the ball a lot. His favorite target, Antonio Gates, is healthy, Todd, and that's a big reason why I think Rivers is going to be a strong play this year because Gates is a mismatch against those Oakland Raider linebackers. Expect a big game from Philip Rivers, a big game from Antonio Gates, as well as Malcolm Floyd, Robert Meacham, and maybe even Eddie Royal gets in the mix.
Gotta love that. It's a little Monday night action. So if you've got Philip Rivers, and you know, Philip Rivers, if people followed our kind of basic strategy in fantasy football, which is wait on your quarterback. A lot of people out there probably have Eli Manning, Philip Rivers. Those were guys you could wait until the fifth, sixth, seventh round before you grabbed them. So there's a lot of people who probably have Philip Rivers on their list of players to consider. All right, another one, another quarterback. How about Big Ben? We talked about him a little bit of time ago against Denver, a Sunday night matchup. Start or sit Big Ben?
You know, I have him as a sit, because I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. Everyone expects Big Ben Roethlisberger versus Peyton Manning, a lot of action on offense, but I kind of disagree here. Let these teams start get going. Let them get chemistry. Let them get familiar with each other. It's only the first time Big Ben is playing under Todd Haley's new playbook. It's only the first time Peyton Manning is taking the field in a regular season game with Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker. So I'm sitting Big Ben this week against the Denver Broncos.
I don't know, man. I guess it depends on who else you have. I mean, Big Ben was kind of a low-end QB1, high-end QB2 in most leagues, you know, during the draft. So, you know, if you drafted Big Ben, you probably drafted another quarterback in that same vicinity.
Right.
So you probably have another option to go with there. I wouldn't be surprised if that game is in the 20s. Are you calling for a very low scoring game, or are you calling for, you know, a 21-17? What are you calling for on that?
I think maybe the under of the game is going to be 42.
Okay.
If 42 is the over-under, I'm going under.
All right. Hey, moving on to running backs. Start him, sit him, Bill. Rashard Jennings, week one against Minnesota.
I'm starting Rashard Jennings this week, just like I told the caller, Chris from Kansas City. Yeah, Rashard Jennings. This is the week you need to play him because it may be his last chance to get on the field with the majority of carries coming his way. Maurice Jones-Drew is going to have a limited role. Minnesota's defense not very good against the run, and I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to need to establish the rushing game early on to help alleviate some of that pressure off their second-year quarterback, Blaine Gabbert.
All right, how about Reggie Bush, Miami Dolphins, going up against those Houston Texans?
Yeah, I'm sitting Reggie Bush this weekend. You know, the Miami Dolphins don't have a lot of playmakers on offense, and I think the Texans, if I know that, the Texans certainly know that. They're going to key in on stopping that running game, let Ryan Tannehill try to beat them in his first career NFL start, and I just don't think it's going to happen, so I'm sitting Reggie Bush.
That game's in Houston. That has the makings of a blowout. I don't like that game at all. If I'm a Dolphin fan, I totally agree with you on that one. Let's go to wide receivers. How about the Frenchman, Pierre Garçon?
Oh, Pierre Garçon. I like Pierre. You know, he's going up against the Saints. This is going to be a high-scoring matchup. A lot of points are going to be put on the board by both teams. Pierre Garçon, definitely the number one wide receiver for the Washington Redskins this year. If you watch Robert Griffin III, Todd, I know you have, but if anyone out there watched Robert Griffin III play at Baylor, he has one of the prettiest deep balls you'll ever see. And Pierre Garçon's a high flyer. I expect them to connect on a few long bombs in week one against the Saints.
All right, moving on. How about Buffalo Bills wide receiver Stevie Johnson against those Jets?
Ah, Stevie Johnson, I'm sitting him. You know, he's actually had some success. He's one of the few receivers that actually has had some success against Darrelle Revis in that dominant Jets secondary, but I don't think it's going to happen this week. I expect the Jets to play really good on defense. They're just not going to put up enough points on offense where they're going to be able to beat the Bills, but either way, I'm sitting Stevie Johnson this week.
Well, and you know, he's also been limited in practice. We didn't talk about him during the injury segment, but he has been a little bit limited, and that could play into it as well. If he's not 100% going against the Jets, that's not a great play. So I totally agree with you on that one. Moving on to tight ends, Bill. How about Jacob Tammy? Everyone's pretty high on Tammy as being that sneaky tight end that Peyton Manning might go to as a check down. He's going up against the Steelers D. Start or sit Jacob Tammy?
I'm sitting Jacob Tammy. He's got a lot of hype this offseason because he was familiar with Peyton Manning during their days in Indianapolis when they played together, but I'm not confident that he's going to be the only tight end on the field. I think the Broncos are going to use a little bit of Joel Dreesen in addition to having Tammy, some two tight end sets, and I think that hurts Tammy's fantasy production. I'm sitting him this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You know, I kind of think he's a little overrated. A lot of people kind of reached for him in the leagues that I'm in. And he's not extremely talented. And I know that Peyton Manning kind of lifts everyone up around him and, you know, inflates their stats a little bit.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm not sold on Tammy, and I don't like that matchup either. So I think that's a smart play on your part. Okay, last one. Greg Olsen, Carolina Panthers tight end, starter sit against Tampa Bay.
I'm starting Greg Olsen this week. He's one of my sleepers of the year going against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We referenced it during our NFC segment where the Bucs defense, it's absolutely atrocious. I think Cam Newton is going to focus on Greg Olsen a lot this year. The offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers came from San Diego where Antonio Gates had a string of Pro Bowl seasons. No more Jeremy Shockey in Carolina. Greg Olsen now gets the full workload at the tight end position. I expect him to get a lot of targets from Cam Newton.
I agree. And again, if you were looking for a sleeper tight end, we just talked about Tammy. The guy I was targeting was Olsen. If I wanted to grab a second tight end late in my draft, I was going Olsen. You know, the preseason, there's lots of coach speak, and you kind of got to decipher through it. But, man, they were talking high about Greg Olsen, you know. And you know, with Jeremy Shockey leaving, like you mentioned, Olsen coming on, I think he's going to see a lot more targets. Always a talented guy. Maybe he has the opportunity this year, especially if Cam Newton continues to improve in year two. Greg Olsen, man, I have him as a tight end number two on most of my rosters, Bill. I'm kind of excited about that.
Todd, we're getting a few tweets here at FBall Nation, some live listeners that are listening right now, but if you're listening on demand, you can also tweet us at FBall Nation or at FF Champs if you have any fantasy questions. And this tweet comes from Crippled Shark, and he's saying that MJD is going to shred the Vikings this week for 100-plus yards and two touchdowns. I think someone's going to shred the Vikings, but it's not going to be MJD. It's going to be Rashad Jennings, who I suggest that everyone start this week. So I'm a little surprised that Cripple Shark chiming in telling us that MJD is going to be the top fantasy back for the Jags this weekend.
They're going to take it slow with him, you know?
Yeah, they are. They have to.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, there's not a great track record of holdouts just jumping right into the running back position in week one and blowing it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great matchup against the Vikings. I don't think anybody likes the Vikings defense this year, but I just can't see that. He's kind of their franchise player, even though they don't want to pay him. he's the guy, and I think they're gonna wait a little bit, a week or two, before he gets fully integrated into the offense.
508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. We're going to go to Joel in Lake Tahoe. He has a quick question about his fantasy lineup for week one. What's up, Joel? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, guys. I'm in a standard league. I've got Matt Ryan as my quarterback.
Okay.
Ray Rice as my running back one.
Great.
Fred Jackson as my RB2. Now, my question will be on my flex play. I've got a running back wide receiver. So I have Coby Gerhardt, Rashard Jennings, who I heard you guys were saying I should play, technically, Stephen Ridley, and, well, Ryan Williams, which I won't play. But so I guess my question is Coby Gerhardt or Rashard Jennings?
What do you think, Bill? I mean, what he's done here, he's done a nice job in his draft, obviously, with Matt Ryan at quarterback, Ray Rice and Fred Jackson. You got to love that combo. But what he did was he grabbed two running backs basically for the early part of the year. And Jennings with MJD holding out and Gerhardt with Adrian Peterson coming back from injury. Which one of those two would you give the edge to in week one?
I'm going to go with Rashad Jennings here. He's our 20th ranked running back at ffchamps.com. We do the weekly rankings over there. Jennings is at number 20. Stephen Ridley, next best option, is at 31. I have Chris Wells and Ryan Williams somewhere in that 35 range, 35 to 40. So I'm benching Ryan Williams. I'm going to leave Stephen Ridley off to the side this week just to see how much action he really gets. And I'm going to leave Rashad Jennings in the lineup. Toby Gerhardt's a solid option. But since I don't really like their matchup this weekend against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who I actually believe in their defense a lot more than most people do. Yeah. So that's why I'm going to go with Rashad Jennings.
Oh, cool. Okay. I'll put him in there.
Hey,
I guess my other quick question would be, I do have obviously two slots for wide receiver, or instead of playing a running back there in my flex, I could play a wide receiver. I have Stevie Johnson, who you guys said who's sort of banged up, so I shouldn't play him.
Yeah.
But I do have Torrey Smith. I have Brandon Lloyd. I have and Kendall Wright from Tennessee.
Are those guys on your bench?
Well, right now I have Torrey Smith and Brandon Lloyd playing wide receiver. I could probably just leave them there and leave Rashad Jennings as my running back.
So it really comes down to Stevie Johnson or Rashad Jennings in the flex, because I agree Torrey Smith and Brandon Lloyd should absolutely be your starters this week. And I'm going to say Rashad Jennings again. With Stevie Johnson still dealing with that groin injury, he's going up against Darrell Revis. I think Jennings is the guy that you should use.
All right.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, is this a PPR league or a standard league?
That's a standard league.
Right. Yeah, Bill, I mean, all things being equal, typically in a flex, in a standard league, you try to go running back if you can.
Yes.
PPR, you know, the wide receiver gets a little more value. So I agree with that there. You know, and you're right. You don't want to go Stevie Johnson, especially with the groin injury, and they're playing the Jets. And, if you know, the Jets are kind of a train wreck, as we talked about. But the one thing they can do is defend the pass. So
you got Revis Island over there, and they'll probably be on Stevie Johnson.
That's right. I agree. Totally agree. I think Jennings is the play. And, you know, if you have Jennings on your roster, you got to use him this week because it might be the only time you get to use him.
Joel, we appreciate the call calling all the way out from California in Lake Tahoe. Todd, let's take a quick break here. Up next, we have special guest Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts joining us. Plus, we'll give you our Week 1 previews and predictions for the Week 1 2012 NFL season. I can't believe it's back. I'm so excited. I'm so pumped up, Todd. I know you are too. But let's take a breather here, take a quick break. We'll recover right after this segment.
Football Nation, the pulse of NFL fans everywhere.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available, and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Every football fan has a voice at footballnation.com.
Bill Enright and Todd DeVries hanging out on Patriots.com radio. You are listening to Football Nation. And Todd, we have a very special guest joining us. You can hear him every Wednesday on from 4 to 6. And, of course, on demand when you're listening on iTunes. That's Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com.
Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Doing great, Kerry. Hey, congratulations on your first show last night. Good stuff. I really enjoyed it. Give us a little sense, a little sense for what you guys did last night, what you guys are going to be doing each and every Wednesday right here on Patriots.com radio.
Yeah, well, you know, we break down football a little bit differently than most. It's all through the pigskin prism of our Cold Hard Football stats and our quality stats. And what makes it a quality stat is the stat that has a direct correlation to winning football games. We look at kind of what you need to do well to not only win football games, but to win championships. And that's part of it. But you know what? You know what, guys? We have a lot of fun. We actually talked last night on our debut show to Chris Hart, who is the world champion barbecue champion. He's the winner of the Jack Daniels World Barbecue Championship in Lynchburg, Tennessee, and with the Patriots playing the Titans in Nashville this weekend. We thought he'd be a great guest. So we mixed in a lot of cool football information, a lot of cool stats, and great, you know, football culture, tailgating. We try to cover it all. And I like to think we do a pretty good job. I think we had a great first show, and listeners seem to agree.
Well, Kerry, you know, you're a man that's never, you've never met a buffalo wing that you didn't like. So it was good to have you, you know, have a segment there on tailgating. I know you're hardcore into that as well.
Can I just interject quickly? One of the things we talked to Chris, the champion barbecue chef, about was he makes potato chips basically out of turkey skin.
What?
And it's amazing. He has some way to crisp up skin, and he breaks it up in a bowl and serves it with like blue cheese dressing. And it was unbelievable. And my co-host Pat almost passed out from joy just listening to the description of it. So, you know, that's what we want to do. We want to kind of bring a little bit of a different angle to football from all aspects. And that's a potato chips out of turkey skin, I think, is genius.
I heard some of that. I also heard him talking about pig parts and tailgating out in the field. So, certainly entertaining stuff. And you're right. Your co-host, Pat Imig, almost fell off his chair when he was talking about that stuff. So, good stuff. Hey, Kerry, we spent the majority of the first hour of this show, Bill and I, going through some of our Super Bowl predictions. You know, this is the last show that we're doing in the kind of the preseason. I know we had the kickoff game last night. So we wanted to kind of do a special preview edition. Gotta ask you, you're the self-proclaimed potentate of Pigskin. What is your Super Bowl prediction for 2012?
Well, the team I'm really riding, and I'm not riding personally, but I'm high on them because my quality stats are high on them. The Houston Texans, guys, they were number one across the board last year in what we call our quality stats power rankings. And what that is kind of a cumulative ranking of all our different indicators that we use at Cold Hard Football Stats. And they were number one across the board, which means they were a team that was good in every aspect of the game. They had no weaknesses, and normally the team that has the fewest weaknesses, the team that is the most balanced, is the team that wins the Super Bowl. And of course, what happened last year with the Titans is that they lost quarterback Matt Schaub. They played six games with the rookie quarterback. The season kind of, they lost three games in a row at one point. And G.K. Yates, you know, the rookie there had a nice season. But no, there's a reason no team has ever won a Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback. They get into the playoffs. They have a nice game against the Bengals. They can't really compete against the Ravens. They weren't playing at full strength come playoff time. But if they stay healthy, I'm convinced that they're the best, most solid, most well-rounded team in football, and that's the team that's probably going to win the Super Bowl. They got, you know, great stars on offense at all levels, you know, running back, wide receiver. I wouldn't call Matt Schaub a great star, but he's been a productive quarterback. And more importantly, they have an amazing, potentially thick young defense of great pass rushers that I think has the potential to wreak havoc on the NFL this season. And if I'm, you know, if I'm a betting man, that's the team I'm looking at that can probably do it all. And if they stay healthy, to me, right now, it's the best team in football. If I'm the NFC, I'm really high on the 49ers. I think they're the best coached team in football. They're the best team at what, you know, what we call situational football. And we have indicators that Cold Hard Football Facts to measure that, our efficiency indicators. And they were really the best coached team in football, the team that did the best in all those little things that win football games. So I like San Francisco out of the NFC. I like the weapons they tried to put around Alex Smith. I like the efficiency he displayed last year in his first game under Jim Harbaugh. And plus, they have a great defense, too. My preseason pick for Defensive Player of the Year on Sports Illustrated, who we do work with, was Alden Smith, the second-year pass rusher for the 49ers. I think he had 14 sacks last year. He can be, if he improves even more in his second year, he's going to be a devastating player, and I think he gives the 49ers a great shot, too.
So you've got Texans, Niners in the Super Bowl. What's that going to be, 7-6 with those defenses?
Well, listen, guys, both teams have weapons. Both teams have weapons on offense. So, and the thing is, and this is interesting. This is something I've been talking about a lot lately on different shows. People forget that defense creates points. And the great historic example I'd like to cite on this, the NFL has neutered defenses, guys, in recent years. They've gone out of their way to make it easier to pass the football, and we've seen passing yards go through the roof. But the reality is that scoring is not higher than it was in the past. People don't believe it, but those are the cold hard football facts. That's the truth. The greatest scoring season in NFL history was 1948. The second best was 1965. Number three was 1950. We're going back over half a century to find the greatest scoring seasons in NFL history. And the reason why is that defenses had a fighting chance. They forced more turnovers. They created more chaos in the offensive backfield. They forced more shorter fields. They gave the offense the ball in better scoring situations. So the NFL's effort to neuter defenses and to promote offense has not had the intended effect of increasing scoring. And so I think I would like to see more defense back in football because people forget the defense can score points, guys. You know, what's wrong with the pick six? What's wrong with scoring them in a game? And it used to happen a lot more often. So
yeah.
It's almost that offenses are too efficient right now. They, you know, and the thing is, everybody takes over the ball at their own 10 or 20 and has to go the length of the field. Or back in the day, you were more likely to get those defensive scores and get the ball in the opponent's territory. And so, you know, the scoring is not at an all-time high, not by any stretch.
All right, Carrie, we got to move it along here. Just a few more minutes left. And we want to talk about, you mentioned that you think the Texans are going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Todd and I both predicted that the Patriots would represent the AFC.
Yep.
What are some of the defensive improvements that you see the Patriots need to make in order to make it to their second straight Super Bowl?
Yeah, Bill, good question. You know, I wrote about it actually today on Patriots.com, and you can see the story on Patriots.com about what the Patriots need to do statistically, to improve that team. And, you know, what happened last year? They were a great team. I mean, they were 13-3. They were a play or two away from winning the Super Bowl. But the difference between the Patriots in recent years and the Super Bowl winning years is that they were more balanced back then. And balance wins championships. And they've been scoring a lot of points, but they really ranked low in all the indicators we looked at defensively that typically win and lose championships. And I think if I'm a Patriots fan, I'm excited that they drafted six defenders. They drafted all defenders with their first six picks. Chandler Jones, the pass rushing defensive end from Syracuse.
That's right.
Be impressive in the preseason. Dante Halica. The Patriots, by the way, starting an all SEC linebacking core this year. A big fan of the SEC. I think that bodes well for the team's defense. Between Brandon Spikes and Dante Hightower and Gerard Mayo. I think those young defenders, particularly Chandler Jones, live up to the hype, live up to the potential. This team to make the improvements they need to win the Super Bowl. I think that playmaking ability has been lacking in the last 5 or 6 years for the Patriots, and our numbers prove that. Our quality stats prove that they've been a little bit shy of Super Bowl caliber defensively in recent years.
You know, Kerry, you mentioned Aldon Smith, from the pass rushing specialist from the Niners, and Chandler Jones is cut from the same cloth from the Patriots. You know, he's just one of these guys. You could argue he's kind of one-dimensional, but that dimension is pretty darn good, and that means, you know, as he's getting after the quarterback. So I totally agree. I think Chandler Jones is the X factor in the latest draft class from Bill Belichick's bunch,
yeah.
And he's going to hold the keys to that offense.
The Patriots win the Super Bowl this year. Chandler Jones will have a huge part of it and may be the most valuable player of the team. I'm that confident in that need to be to step up the passing game, the pass defense, I mean, that if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, Chandler Jones will play a huge, huge role in that.
He's confident, and he is Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com. Kerry, thanks so much for joining us, and we are going to be listening each and every Wednesday to your show. 4-6 right here on Patriots.com radio. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, gentlemen, great show. Look forward to seeing the rest of the year, listening to the rest of the year.
Take care, Kerry. Thank you.
So there you go, Bill. He's looking at the defenses to get to the Super Bowl with the Texans and the Niners. We weren't too far off from that. I know I had the Texans in that championship game with the Patriots.
Right.
So I have a feeling the Niners had a little bit of lady luck last year. Not sure they're going to have that this year, but Kerry knows his stuff.
That would be a miserable Super Bowl, by the way. Texans and Niners, like not a lot of offense there.
Alex Smith and Matt Schaub.
Yeah, you got to give me a break about that one. I would not look forward to that Super Bowl.
Boring.
You don't think they'd be taking advantage of that fast track there in the Superdome?
No. Patrick Willis will be taking advantage of it, and Brian Cushing, but not a lot of the offensive guys.
There you go.
All right, Todd, what do you say we take a quick break here, and then after this break, let's go over the Week 1 matchups game by game, give our predictions, winners and losers, and that'll kind of like settle up our first premiere episode of Football Nation on Patriots.com radio. We'll be right back after the short break.
Football, and more football at FootballNation.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available, and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage.
And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.
That's right. This is Football Nation on Patriots.com radio. And Todd, this is our debut episode of Football Nation. You can hear us every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Patriots Radio. Also, you can listen to our show. If you're not listening live, you can listen to it on demand as a podcast on iTunes. And, of course, we're always around. Even if you're not listening to this show live, hit us up on Twitter when you're listening as a podcast, at FBall Nation. We'd be happy to converse with you, chat with you about football, because that's what we do. We're all football all the time at Football Nation.
That is right, Bill. And speaking of football, it is here, my friend. Football is back. Week one underway last night. Cowboys taking down the Giants. 15 more games for us to feast our eyes on. Why don't we fly through these games, Bill, make a few predictions. We did some season-long predictions. Why don't we go and dive into week one previews and predictions?
All right, let's start it off with the Colts and the Bears. We got the Chicago Bears taking on the Colts at home in Chicago, 1 o'clock game Eastern Standard Time. And how about Andrew Luck making his debut appearance in the NFL regular season?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a rough debut. Love Andrew Luck. I think he's going to get great production as the season goes on. I don't like him in this game at all. I think the Bears roll over the Colts.
Yeah, I got a 24-14 in the Bears' favor. How about the next game?
That is known as the Bears.
The Bears. The Bears. I love that segment. All right, we got the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Cleveland Browns, and I think the Eagles fly over the Browns on this one. Rookie quarterback starting for the Browns, not confident in his ability against that dominant Eagles secondary.
Yeah, you know, the Eagles are healthy as far as we know heading into week one. Can't guarantee that's going to be the case any other future week. But as long as that offense is intact and that defense is intact, this is a mismatch. The Eagles are going to win this game double digits.
All right, how about the New England Patriots going up against the Tennessee Titans, a team that a lot of these fans are familiar with since a lot of the coverage up there in New England has been focusing on the Tennessee Titans for week one. I think the Titans are don't stand the chance against the Patriots this weekend. Both of us not convinced Jake Locker should really be the starting quarterback for that club.
Well, it's going to be interesting. You know, we just talked to Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts about that New England defense. This is going to be an interesting test for them because they got to deal with Chris Johnson on the other side of the ball. But if they stack to stop him and make Jake Locker beat them through the air, I think they'll be just fine. I think the Patriots roll in this. Tom Brady will get rolling. Might be close at halftime, and then the offense gets gelling. Look for Gronk, Aaron Hernandez, Wes Welker, Brandon Lloyd. Too many weapons for the Titans to deal with. Patriots are going to roll in this one.
I totally agree with you there, Todd. How about the Atlanta Falcons traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs? Both of us are pretty high on the Falcons this year. I believe we both had them winning that division in the NFC South.
But we also both think the Chiefs are a sneaky team in the AFC. I think this game is going to come down to the wire. This is going to be one of those games, if you're watching on maybe NFL Red Zone or something, Bill, this is right. Going to be one of those games that's going to be in doubt at the end. I think the Falcons pull it off a lot closer to some of the pundits are predicting.
Very excited to see what the Falcons offense can do this year under new offensive coordinator Dirk Cutter. I think that the Falcons are going to be flying high over the Kansas City Chiefs, even though we do like the Chiefs. But I think they're going to pick up steam later on in the season. Let's move along to the game of the week, Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Minnesota Vikings. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, what a stinker this is, huh? Yeah. I mean, we just talked about in our fantasy segment, Rashard Jennings, backup running back starting for the Jags. Toby Gerhardt, backup running back, probably starting for the Vikings. Not a lot to watch here.
Making me nauseous.
Oh, I mean, this is a brutal game. I'm going to go with the home team in the Dome. I'm going with the Vikings to pull it out. But I hopefully won't have to watch much of this one.
I try to watch every game, at least some highlights, at least the quick clips.
Of course.
That DirecTV has the 30 minutes. I don't know if I'll watch one play of that game.
Well, look at the, I mean, these other 1 o'clock games, there's a lot of intrigue here. You got Andrew Luck going. We're going to talk about RG3 playing at the same time.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of interesting games here. This is not one of them.
No, it is not. And speaking of Andrew, speaking of RG3, the Washington Redskins are taking on the New Orleans Saints. That's going to be, in my opinion, a high-scoring game.
Interesting game here. Real interesting. It's in the dome, on the road for RG3. You know, he didn't really play a lot in the preseason. Did you notice that? They really kind of yanked him out of there off the quick. He looked pretty good at times. This is going to be a, I think it's going to be a rude awakening. I think they're going to find themselves down early. RG3 is going to get some nice stats kind of in comfort behind mode, but I think the Saints are going to win this one relatively easily.
Superdome is always a tough place to play. Let's see how those fans react down there in New Orleans with their Saints coming back. Week one, had a tough playoff loss last year, had a tough offseason with everything that happened in the Bounty scandal. So I think the crowd is going to be able to play a big part in that one. I think the Saints do top the Washington Redskins. Let's go to a little bit of a AFC East matchup, Todd, with the Buffalo Bills taking on the New York Jets.
I think the Buffalo Bills are going to go right in there and take down the Jets. I think the Jets are just a mess right now. They're talking all the right, they're saying all the right things right now, Bill. They're saying, the preseason was the preseason. We're going to flip the switch here with this offense. I don't buy any of that. I think if the Bills can just score a couple touchdowns, I think they're going to win this game. I just, you know, the Jets are going to have to prove it to me before I pick them in anything.
Interesting thing here, we'll see how much Tim Tebow is actually on the field and how often Mark Sanchez heads over to the sidelines.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be in your face on every major network. It's going to be Tim Tebow, Tim Tebow, Tim Tebow. Enough is enough. Come on, Bills, take them down.
All right, we got Sam Bradford going up against Matthew Stafford, two former number one overall picks. Who do you think takes down this one?
You know, I think the Rams are going to hang around with the Lions in this one. I think the Lions will pull down in the end. But I think the Rams are going to make this interesting, and I think their lines are going to kind of get off to a shaky start in that first half. Rams are going to have a healthy Steven Jackson who's going to be able to run the rock, but I think in the end, Megatron might make a play at the end to seal the deal.
I'm predicting 5 touchdowns for Matthew Stafford.
What?
Three of them are going to Calvin Johnson.
So you're predicting a giant blowout here?
Yes, I am.
I think it's going to be closer than you think.
All right, Miami at Houston. I don't think that we think this is going to be a close one. We think Houston rocks the Dolphins.
Terrible game. Just an awful game. I think that Houston's defense, there you go. The Dolphin chirp there. I think the Dolphins are going to struggle to do anything on offense to be lucky to get to 10 points. So all Houston has to do is kind of get a lead, control the game, and that, what better person to do that with than Arian Foster. So right. I've got the Texans controlling this game right from the get-go and winning it.
Let's move on. NFC West matchup. You got the Seattle Seahawks taking on the Arizona Cardinals in Glendale.
I like Russell Wilson to have a nice debut here. I think no matter who's the running back, whether Marshawn Lynch can play, he has those back spasms, or whether it's rookie Robert Turbin from Utah State, I think that Seattle's going to have enough offense to give the Cardinals some problems. John Skelton or Kevin Cobb or whoever they throw back there, I don't buy into any of that with the Cardinals. Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald is dangerous, but I think that Seattle's got a more complete team in week one. I think they'll take down the Cards.
Got about 5 minutes left in the show. Let's finish it up with the last few games. Carolina Panthers versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I like the Panthers to take down Tampa Bay on the road. Your boy, what do you say, Cam goes ham?
Cam goes ham.
I think Cam goes ham in this one. I think they win. It'll be a hard-fought game, but I think that the Panthers will have a few big plays to Steve Smith if he can go. I think he will play in this one, and I think the Panthers pull it out.
I agree with that one. I love Cam Newton this year. How about the rematch of the AFC wildcard game last year? Sunday night game, Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to Denver to take on Peyton Manning and the Broncos.
Peyton Manning's debut for the Broncos will be a dud. I think the Steelers go in, get some revenge, win the game, and start to raise some doubts about Peyton Manning in Denver. Now, again, if Peyton Manning's healthy, he's going to do just fine there. But I think there's going to be just a little doubt after this one. I think the Steelers are going to go on the road in prime time and take him down.
All right, we got 2 Monday night matchups. I love week one. You get 2 Monday night matchups. You get a Wednesday night game. Great, 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 great. A whole week of action from the NFL. That's right, baby. Bring it on. We got the Cincinnati Bengals going up against the Baltimore Ravens in a matchup for the AFC North.
Yeah, and the Bengals, you know, a lot of hype from last year. They were kind of an overachieving team. Going into Baltimore, Joe Flacco. I mean, man, he's just... It's hard to believe in a guy like Joe Flacco, but they win their games with the running game and with the defense. I think the Ravens have enough to take down the Bengals in that opener and probably win it comfortably. I don't think it's going to be as close as people think.
I said it early on, the Bengals are going to start off the season 7-0, and I think they beat the Bengals in Baltimore to kick off week one. How about an AFC West matchup between the San Diego Chargers and the Oakland Raiders?
I like the Raiders to win this one at home. This is one of those, don't they always play this West Coast game as a second hand of the doubleheader?
Yeah.
The Chargers are without Ryan Matthews, and I don't know. I think the Raiders just have enough with Run DMC, a healthy Run DMC. I think he's going to run his way right through that Chargers defense. Look for the Raiders to win a late ball game. What's going to end around 2 a.m. our time.
Yeah, San Diego Chargers team that always starts off slow in September, and then they start to pick it up October, November. But Todd, we left out one game, and that's because this is the Football Nation Game of the Week.
It's time for the FN Game of the Week.
All right, and that matchup is the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Green Bay Packers. A battle of the top offense versus the top defense. Who do you have winning?
I think the Packers win this one. I think Aaron Rodgers gets off on the right foot here. We talked about the Niners a little bit earlier. I do like the Niners. How can you not like the Niners? But I think they're a little bit overrated. A lot of things went their way last year. I think they start out the season 0-1. Aaron Rodgers is going to do just enough to kind of unlock the secrets of that Niners defense there in Lambeau. I think they're going to take him down, and I think it's going to be 21-13.
I think that's going to be one of the best games of the year, actually, because you have the top offense versus the top defense. Love watching those kind of matchups. We get it in week one, definitely a gift from the NFL here in week one of the 2012 season. I think you're right, Todd. The Green Bay Packers expose some of the weaknesses on that 49ers secondary, and they take it. But I think it's going to be a little bit of a high-scoring game, more so than you would imagine when the 49ers are taking the field. I have it somewhere around 40-28, actually.
What? 40-28?
I think the 49ers are going to try to do their best to keep up with the Green Bay Packers. And that's it for week one. We went through all the teams. We had a great debut episode of Football Nation right here on Patriots.com radio. Have to give a lot of props, playing music, taking all our calls, answering some emails, calling up guests. Excellent job by our producer, Kevin. We love working with you. Great job today.
I love you guys too.
Kevin, feeling the love. Bill, other than your crazy Cincinnati Bengal prediction, 7-0. We're going to revisit that prediction next week when they're 0-1. All right?
I can see that happening, but I like to go out on a limb once in a while, have a little bit of fun. Good luck in your fantasy football matchups. Thanks for listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com radio. And if you're listening on iTunes, don't forget you can hit us up on Twitter at FBallNation, and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you have going into week one of the NFL season. We'll be back right here, Patriots.com radio, next week. Every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Thanks for listening. Have fun in week one. The NFL is back.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooks up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.